Is Benjamin online?
Yes.
Okay, great. So our next presenter today is Benjamin Ayers. He's the Deputy Director of the Office of HIV/AIDS Housing at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Benjamin will be speaking to us from, I believe, D.C. or somewhere in that area. And Benjamin.
Thank you guys so much for giving me the opportunity to participate in this. I know Rita is sad that she was not able to participate. Unfortunately, Rita, our director, had, a previous engagement that she had to deal with. But I also know both of us were so very excited to be, a part of this work to end the HIV epidemic in the United States. And as the Office of HIV/AIDS Housing has become more engaged in the initiative, one thing has been pretty clear. We cannot end the HIV epidemic in the United States without housing. And we know that, our HOPO community will need to be a part of this important work as well. So we've started partnering and collaborating at the federal level with both HHS and CDC. We've met with the EHE leadership at HHS to think through and develop what our role in EHE looks like, as well as EHE leadership at the NMAX gathering of the 57 jurisdictions. And we also participated in the PACHA meeting that occurred in October during this South Florida and Puerto Rico. And we've also developed a tool to provide information to HHS staff as well as the EHE jurisdictions to really help them understand what HOPA resources are currently in place locally, and then better understand how and where they can collaborate with HOPA programs and make connections with our grantees. Now, when informing this jurisdictional plan for this county region, I do encourage you all to advocate for safe, decent, and affordable housing where you identify housing as a need. Next slide. So this is what the EHE tool looks like. We developed kind of a spreadsheet tool for the EHE partners to help government agencies and stakeholders view the available HOPA data we have for the 57 phase one jurisdictions. Now, since most EHE jurisdictions are counties, I kind of need to explain how that fits in with HOPA. So for instance, HOPA formula grantees have corresponding grants that serve metropolitan statistical areas containing those counties. And then our competitive grantees also have a service area that contain those counties. So for example, under the formula program, our Riverside Metropolitan Statistical Area grantee is the city of Riverside. And that MSA is made up of Riverside County and San Bernardino County, both of which are EHE counties separately. And then Orange County is actually the only county in the Anaheim Metropolitan Statistical Area, and the HOPA grantee for that area is the city of Anaheim. Now, this tool was created to provide you all with contact information on HOPA grantees, as well as our project sponsors. You may know that term better as a subrecipient. And it provides HOPA allocation projections through 2022 with three different projection scenarios, one with the president's budget moving forward, one with flat funding moving forward, and one with a kind of hold harmless amount moving forward. And I'll kind of explain that in a bit. And then there is data on the sheets as well as links to the HOPA grantee performance profiles that really break out what types of activities are funded, how many households are served, and the breakout on per unit costs for type of housing assistance. And this can be really, really helpful in your planning processes, as well as household demographics. And we'll get you all your tool for your county so that you can have this data to work with. And maybe we can also think through how to package that in this kind of county region setup. Next slide. Now, because we know housing is such a critical activity needed to ending the epidemic, sometimes we get kind of this puzzling question that you see here on the slide, right? Why are some EHE jurisdictions projected to have a decreased funding under HOPA formula modernization? And So this is another challenge that some jurisdictions are facing, and so it's important to understand why some grantees anticipate a decrease like this. So I do need to kind of explain this super quickly. So in 2016, the Housing Through Modernization Act updated the HOPL formula used to distribute 90% of our HOPL appropriation. That's called what we call our formula program. Now, previously under the old formula, 70% of those funds were distributed based on cumulative AIDS cases, and the other 25% was based on higher than average AIDS incidence. Now, under this old formula, only 32 communities benefited from this old Pot 25. Only cities, no states. And so most of the current EHE jurisdictions fell, into that bucket with those cities, under those 32 cities. And so under the new formula, 70% of funds are distributed based on living HIV cases, and the 25% pot was changed based on a poverty and FMR weights. The EHE communities that... So under the new formula, all 140 HOPO jurisdictions benefit from this Pot 25. So the EHE communities that heavily benefited in the old formula now kind of share this funding more equitably across all the eligible HOPO grantees. And this is resulting in, a potential loss of funding to those communities. Now, this hasn't really been felt yet because our budget has been increased. Hold harmless amounts, but it is still possibly a strong possibility that some grantees will experience some pretty drastic decreases in 2022.
Benjamin, I just want to interrupt you here. You got about 2 minutes left.
As an EHE jurisdiction. So planning, all into next slide, 2 minutes, but I'll certainly try. So for coordinating across large counties like this, I do want to say that it is going to be a challenge. It's not going to be easy, but it is definitely a doable thing. HOPL formula grantees have to coordinate like this across, almost entire states for our state grantees and our MSA grantees across multiple counties as well. So you'll need to think through kind of the structure and process for how you want to attack and accomplish this. One strategy, we're always about teams here at HUD, so you might want to think through like a teams approach where larger teams that represent each pillar, and then you have smaller teams under each of those pillars that address the specific goals and priorities you're working on under each of those pillars and goals. Along with this, you would need to really coordinate kind of roll-up meetings where your smaller group meetings would need to meet at least once a week, and then your larger pillar meetings at least bi-monthly, and then the pillar meetings coming together at least monthly to coordinate, collaborate, and report out. So data is always a big thing. You'll also want to think through challenges with this, of course, are staffing, right? So you want to think through the types of team members that you need on these teams, right? It has to be folks that actually have the time to kind of do the work. And this may also require, data sharing arrangements across counties and interagency agreements for joint funding announcements. And so you'll need to think through, who are the folks that can make those things happen? And who are the folks that can really collaborate on the content of those documents? And so from county to county, from CDC to Ryan White to the housing departments, including, HOPL grantees. So if you can't get folks with local decision-making powers on those teams, then you'll need to think through, what your process is for moving those goals and strategies forward through those teams to the decision-makers so that it automatically gets out to the public. And you will want to reach out to folks in the housing world to participate, especially if you're going to provide housing assistance. These folks might not necessarily have the skin in the game that you do, but you'll want to think through how to, get them to the table. So, what's in it for them? So you may want to offer up your time for their planning purposes, sort of a proposal of cross-pollinization of planning bodies, where many HOPL grantees or housing departments might not necessarily know
Benjamin
how health departments and Ryan White programs work and vice versa, and that kind of dual cross-pollinization of those planning bodies could be really helpful.
Thanks, Benjamin. If you want to just take like 20 seconds to finish up, that'd be great.
I think that will do it. I had a lot more information on like our consolidated process and what that looks like and how our states collaborate, you know, across such a wide area for, you know, the distribution of our CPD funds, not just HOPLA, but all of the CPD formula funds. And a few things to think about on your, if you're going to provide housing assistance and partnering with housing programs, can really help you think through and flesh out a few things that you'll need to start thinking through. And if feel free to reach out to us. I'll be more than happy to go over those things with you individually. And we have desk officer teams that can also help you think through your strategies as well. So I'll leave it at that.
Thanks, Benjamin. Our next speaker, I'm very happy to introduce because he's a Californian. And